Good to have you with us on The World Today. We're going to go straight to the business news now. Brian Quinn is joining us. He's starting in France. Of course, the impending fall of the government is likely, I suspect, to have long-lasting fallout on the country's financial markets.
Brian. Indeed, Stuart. And now political turmoil, of course, nothing new to French investors. A lot of negative sentiment among those investors, actually already priced into markets here. Paris's main stock index, the CAC 40, has fallen significantly behind its peers. It's down 4.1% ever since President Emmanuel Macron dissolved Parliament and called snap elections back in June of last year. Over that same period, the pan-European Stoxx 600, meanwhile, has risen nearly 5%. Germany's DAX index is up by 24% over that same period. It's French government bonds, though, that have sparked a real concern, with rising borrowing costs threatening to exacerbate the country's debt problems. Yields on the 10-year OAT bond have gone as high as 3.6%. They are back down to just over 3.45% now. That is still, though, much higher than German bonds, which are demanding around a 2.6%. Those high borrowing costs affect corporate borrowing rates as well, which could prove a further drag on the country's top stocks. The French banking sector has seen its average share prices fall by around 8%. And while the country is not in an immediate financial crisis, analysts are worried about a long-lasting downward trend.
If in the coming month and year we are not able to make reforms and to reduce the deficit, then the rates will continue to rise. And this will be a real problem, because when interest rates are rising, then you need to pay more to investors. So reducing the public deficit becomes even more and more difficult.
Yeah, a lot more than that coming up, of course. Now, next to an immigration raid on a Hyundai battery factory in the state of Georgia last week, it's raised serious concerns, hasn't it, Brian, about foreign investment into the U.S.?
Indeed, it has, Stuart. As we'll recall, 475 workers were arrested in that crackdown on an electric vehicle plant outside of Savannah, Georgia. The facility is a joint operation of Korean carmaker Hyundai and electronics giant LG. Overall, that plant has cost more than $7.5 billion so far to build. The incident comes shortly after Washington and Seoul agreed to a trade deal that saw U.S. tariffs on Korean goods reduced from 25% down to 15%. As part of that deal, South Korea also agreed to invest some $350 billion into U.S. manufacturing. Thursday's morning's raid focused largely on a new section of the factory that was still under construction in the compound, one devoted to the production of EV batteries specifically. And many of those arrested were technicians working on installing new production lines. It's unclear what their visa status was at this moment. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Donald Trump, though, appeared to acknowledge the need for foreign specialists to be able to do that kind of prep work in the U.S. in order to facilitate foreign investment. Here's Trump.
If you don't have people in this country right now that know about batteries, maybe we should help them along and let some people come in and train our people. We have a lot of industries that we don't have anymore, and we're going to have to train people. And the way you train people is bring people in that know what they're doing and let them stay for a little while and help.
Donald Trump there. What are the markets then, Brian? What are we seeing today?
Hyundai shares down around 0.2% in Seoul. A lot of uncertainty around foreign investment and the future of Korean investment, specifically in America. The KOSPI index overall up just under 0.5%, though. Japanese shares, meanwhile, getting a big boost on the first trading day after Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announced his resignation. Tokyo's Nikkei index up at just over 1.4% as investors eye the possibility of deregulation and perhaps a more dovish monetary policy under Ishiba's eventual successor. Chinese indexes making some gains despite new data showing shipments to the U.S. cratered by 33% in August. European indexes on the rise as well. The CAC 40 here in Paris up 0.4% as investors go bargain hunting for those French shares, which have taken a beating in recent months. The DAX in Frankfurt up around 0.7% at the open.
Finally for business, Europe's biggest auto show is getting underway under a cloud of doubts for the industry's future on the continent.
Well, carmakers from around the world will be showing off their newest models at Munich's International Mobility Show this week. Once again, electric vehicles are set to take center stage, but the European car industry is facing a host of challenges, from Chinese competition to American tariffs. Yolita Gadeva explains.
Europe's biggest car show is opening its doors in Munich. From Germany's Mercedes to China's BYD, manufacturers are showing off their newest models. This year's focus, hybrid and electric vehicles, and the rising competition between Europe and China, the world's biggest EV producer.
This is the next stage of our product offensive, and we're launching this beautiful electric GLC. And the GLC is the most sold model in the Mercedes-Benz portfolio. I think this is going to hit the nail on the head in terms of what Chinese Mercedes customers are looking for.
But behind the bold showcase, Europe's goal to phase out sales of new combustion engine vehicles by 2035 is worrying carmakers.
Meeting the rigid car and van CO2 targets for 2030 and 2035 is, in today's world, simply no longer feasible.
And although sales of petrol and diesel cars have fallen in the first half of 2025, they still make 37.7% of European sales, a number that's lagging behind the EU's electric transition targets. Price, however, remains a major obstacle. Producing and buying an electric car remains expensive, and Europe is still heavily dependent on China for raw materials, especially batteries. US President Donald Trump's trade war is also weighing on European manufacturers, making growth and competition even harder to achieve.
A lot of competition from China in the EV market, sir, especially here in Europe.
Brian, thanks very much. Brian with Business on Finance 24.